Now, I mean, as I tried to allude to before, I mean, it's hard to watch the China spying coverage yesterday without wondering what all the fuss was really about. I mean, it had an air of breathlessness about it, as though this had come as some sort of surprise. Does the fact China spies on people honestly come as news to anybody? I mean, I guess hacking, as the PM suggested, is new, but spying and hacking, it's all under the same broad category of skullduggery, isn't it? Have a look at the 60 Minutes Australia piece over the weekend, or the associated coverage in the Sydney Morning Herald of The Age, on the story of the plane landing in Fiji, loaded to the gunnels with Chinese police from China, who then went about the place rounding up a bunch of people and took them back to the mainland. Have a look at the Chinese in places like the Solomon Islands and PNG with their security services and the various contracts they're busy signing at the moment. Have a look at the ongoing tit-for-tat between the United States and China, or the UK and China. China are bad actors all over the world and have been for years, and I would be equally surprised if those that had the wherewithal, like the Americans, like the British, like any major player in Europe, weren't doing pretty much the same sort of thing. When the GCSB or the SIS speak, which isn't often, the cyber activity of all sorts of people raises a lot of eyebrows, not by the fact that it's happening, but the fact it's so damn common. ACO, the ACO head in Australia, bloke well worth listening to, given he pops up periodically, tells the same story, but he does it with a real flourish. Anyways, latest report, about a month or so back, revealed there was an ex-Aussie MP who was busy undertaking nefarious activity. He was basically a spy. He refused to name them, much to the chagrin of all the MPs who claim to have been tainted by association. But the simple truth in all of this is the Chinese are not to be trusted. But then I assume they would say the exact same thing about us. But beyond that, we're happy to be friendly in each other's company and exchange serious amounts of goods, which is, of course, the two-way street that is trade. For a country like America, they can make much of spying activity. They can call the Chinese out. They can threaten and impose sanctions. People like Trump collect votes on the rhetoric, for goodness sake. But poor old New Zealand, no such luck. We're between a rock and a hard place. We've got no choice, which is why you have seen the government do nothing, because they can do nothing. Australia got up the Chinese noses by posing embarrassing questions about COVID, and the sanctions got slapped on so fast it was only last week the last of them around wine looked like they were finally getting lifted. China spies. China has a big global ideology and a desire to influence a lot of the planet. Doesn't make it right or anywhere close, but this is not new.
For more from the Mike Hosking Breakfast, listen live to Newstalk ZB from 6 a.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into five very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.